Michael, defeats are always tough, but 1 second remaining.
Yeah, I was in a difficult situation. I couldn't get a kill and go out, and I had to try and get in to stop him scoring, but he managed to catch me in the neck on the way in, and it's just, it's gutting. I stayed focused through the whole fight, stuck in there, got myself up, and to lose it in the last second.
It's been a difficult 18 months for you. Obviously, you missed out on selection for the Olympics, but you've come back, you've looked strong in some of the open events. Where does Michael Harvey go from here?
Just continue with my training, really. Keep on going the way I am. I don't think there's that much that needs improving. I think I'm on the right track, and I've just been really unlucky today there. So I think it's just a few minor tweaks, and I can come back, carry on, and get some good results in the future. So.
Near misses have been a theme for British fighters this week. Obviously, it hasn't been very easy. I mean, what's it been like in the camp? Has it been difficult for you when everyone's coming in, you know, after a disappointing day, and obviously, you know, they come for lunch or breakfast and they're not very happy?
No, we're keeping strong. We know Taekwondo's like that. You can get results go against you. It's a sport, anything can happen, and we all know that. So, and we're a team, so we know if we lose, we have to keep the team morale going for the people that have got to compete. I mean, it's an individual sport in one sense, but in the other sense, we've got to keep pushing for the other players and make sure that we don't make a negative vibe. So everyone's been really positive, even though they've lost out, and it was their dreams, and they've stayed positive around me and given me the best support they could. So it's been really good.
Obviously, altitude, you know, has its impact out here. You've had these altitude tents before you came out to Mexico. Has that done enough, do you think, or have you been struggling whilst you're out here?
No, I think you can see from my fights, some of them have been high tempo. I've not struggled with the altitude. I've had high scoring matches, I've had fast paced matches. Just pure bad luck, that's how it was.
What do you think about the future in terms of divisions? Obviously, we know your specialism is the under 63s, but the Olympic category is the under 68s. Do you think you'll step up closer to Rio, or is that something you might do soon?
Oh no, I'm going to get straight back in 68. Hopefully I'll be in the Grand Prix in 68, hopefully. So I'm going to get straight back in there and start trying to put results down in 68. I drop down to 63 for these big events sometimes when I have to, and I am strong at this weight, and if there was no Olympics, I probably would stick around here. It's my strongest weight, but I think I can stay.